This call is being recorded.
Hey, John.
Hey, Carl. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going outside?
It's all right. It's a rainy day. Power is out in part of the town. So we're, yeah.
Oh, so we don't have load shedding and they've sent it across to you. I think we really are outsourcing things well from Africa.
Yeah, no, we just have trees take it out for us.
Morning.
Falling down trees.
Morning, Robert.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
From outside, just in the Cape Town office, we have Sariro, Linda, Jono, Daniel, and myself, and Ronwin should be joining shortly remotely.
Okay,
we'll just give it 3 or 4 minutes and then get started and probably about 3:03, if everyone's okay with us.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hello.
Okay, great.
Carl, you broke up a little bit on this end. Did you say that Pete and Rob might not join us because they may not have a communications link?
Yes. Tariro got apologies from Rob, is that correct? Yes, and I got apologies from Pete today. It may be due to communications or conflicting meetings. Carolyn's joining us too.
Hi, it looks like Christine's viewing, but she's not on audio.
Hi, Carl. How are you?
Good, thank you. Great, so we've got the recording going. going at this stage, and I thought we'll just do a quick roll call and take it forward from there. I see in the office here in Cape Town, we have Tariro, Linda, Ono, Daniel, and myself. Continue with the Gen B team. We have Roman who's joining us remotely. And then online, I'm seeing John, Christine. Is there anybody that we're missing?
Robin.
Carolyn.
Hey, Carolyn. Thank you, Carolyn. Sorry, I didn't recognize the phone number there.
And Robin, Carl?
Robin, yeah, we've got you listed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Carl, I forwarded the calendar announcement to Michelle Chevalier as well. I don't know if she's going to pick up the call at this short notice, but could you add her to the invitation mailing list?
Sure thing. John, we'll make a note of that. And Tariro, if you could please add Michelle to the mailing list. John, Michelle's the person earmarked to take the reins from you. Is that correct?
That's right. She's, replacing Adam as my replacement.
Like a shell game. We'll eventually find out where we are.
That's right. That's right. Yep.
Great. We'll make sure that that goes out and that the copy of these minutes also go to Michelle too. Great. Well, thank you everyone for making time. And firstly, my apologies for not being on the last community call. I was unfortunately pulled away into a workshop, but I do believe the team conducted themselves with their best behavior and took things forward. So that's great. Looking into today's call, we've got a few agenda items, and I'll also arrange a call for any other business. First up is going to be just a bit of an update on the beta release. I'm going to ask you to just give us a bit of an update, and we'll pause for some questions there. Following that is some feedback, comments, and conversation around implementation countries, our current ones, and potential future ones that we've got. We'd like to talk a little bit about and also create some space for anybody to bring countries and ideas to the table. Particular focus is Cambodia and Ghana. Carolyn dropped off, she's back on again. And then John and Carolyn, it'd be great to get an update under the communication side of things. More the video update, and we'll then hand over to Ronwin to do the website update and we can have a discussion around the current training plans. Are there any other items of business we'd like to be discussing on today's call?
Sounds like.
Sorry, John, you broke up. Go ahead.
No, that sounds like it'll cover it. Thanks.
Okay, then kicking off into the depths of things, Linda, can we hand over to you just to give us an update on the beta release process?
We're still working with our full team, still looking towards the end of October release. So the team's made a lot of progress, but what we're starting to work on now, or continuing to work on now, rather, is really the more complex issues, a lot of them around things like the traceability and the record manipulation, and a lot of the more complex issues. So Daniel's down here with us this week, which is great, working with the development team. And we're also doing a lot of preparation as Rob is to join us next week to go through. We've got a 3-day workshop where we'll go through the requirements in detail. But that's really where we are at the moment. Happy to answer any more questions, but just to say that we're continuing to work towards our release.
I think a few comments, Linda. I know we've had some internal conversations here, but it's probably good to raise it too. I think what we are seeing is there's a bit more complexity around the testing, the tests, not in terms of the validation, but more in terms of the outcomes input that Daniel and Linda have been informing me a little bit about, and that's going to be something that's quite integral to be checked with Rob next week. So that could throw a gentle spanner in the works for us, although we are mitigating it, I do believe, by the reporting that we're also working to get a consolidated focus point set of reports that we can start building out. I think the other update is that we've engaged Margie, who's the designer of the original Beatus logo, and she will be bringing out... She'll be bringing out a new color palette for the B update. Are there any other questions, thoughts, or comments around that, or questions to Linda and the team?
Is there any questions from anybody?
Yeah, this is John. It sounds great. I still need to maybe follow up by email to get some of the more technical questions understood. I wanted to focus in on the end of October deadline, and this may be our segue into the conversation about Carolyn's work with the training manuals and just getting a timeline nailed down. Could you talk a little bit more about just the number of days or hours or weeks you think are left to get us to that end of October deadline, and then where you think the development of the manuals fits into that time frame?
In terms of the development of the manuals, a lot of the main functionality is already there. Some of the things that will affect the user interface is the color scheme, which obviously has an impact in terms of being able to take screenshots of the manuals. Also, we're doing some revision of the way that data validation and error management is handled. So some of the messages that come back on the screen might well change. But a lot of the main functionality is already there. A lot of the work that we're looking at currently is what we would term more sort of back-end stuff. So looking at, like, the testing algorithm in particular is one of the key areas. And record manipulation, traceability, you know, things like when and at what point in the process you can void or edit records and what the knock-on effects are in terms of donations and components and so on. Does that answer the question?
I wonder about the... Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Sorry, I just plugged a headphone in so the rest of the office doesn't have to listen to me. I wonder about just waiting for the color scheme. The basic interface isn't going to change, right? It'll be the same interface that we all know and love. Just the color scheme will be different. And so I'm just wondering, thinking out loud here, if we were to proceed toward the October launch with the idea that the training manuals would be just grayscale materials or black and white, do we really need to wait for the color scheme to be sorted before starting the training manual development?
I don't think that we do, because, it's all the icons and everything else will be exactly the same. It's literally just the color scheme, which looks different, but the placement of everything is the same. As I say, the only thing that might change also with screenshots are the type of error messages that you get if you're trying to input incorrect data.
Okay.
The layout is the same. I don't think there are major differences. So, I think, work on the manuals can actually start now.
Okay, so that's the kickoff. Those are the kickoff words I wanted to hear. What would be the most efficient way to build out from that statement? Would it be better for just you, the three of us in Caroline to have a separate call to talk about specific dates when you'd like to see materials from Caroline, or whether it would make sense to add a trip into Caroline's schedule so that can get forward, so that then we can, as you firm up your end of October launch date, whether it's the 29th or the 30th or whatever it's going to be, we can actually have a set of mile markers between now and then for Caroline to hit.
Thanks, John. I think I'm going to step in here and let this go to mind. It'd be great to probably pick up a separate call on this one with the focus team around it, and maybe we can set that up for a little later this week, or if we finish this call early, we can get a core team here to continue a conversation around this and keep it going. But if we're happy with that, we can take it forward along those lines to get the manuals pulled together. As for the in-field training and validation, I think that's definitely a call we need to have a little later next week based on some of the other meetings that are going on Friday.
Okay, that sounds good. Let's finish up the rest of the agenda now and see what kind of time we have left today. Otherwise, maybe tomorrow or Friday we could get together again. I just from our perspective on this side of the Atlantic, we'd like to have assignments to work toward, and I think that's a part of Caroline is feeling a little bit. As though she doesn't have a specific scope of work at the moment, and so that's what I'd like to begin to sketch out here.
Right. Now we understand that, and I think we definitely want to make sure everybody's working well towards the overall side of the program. So from our side, I think we're very excited to see the manuals coming out. It is has been slow for us to get to this point, so we're looking forward to moving it quite quickly.
Thank you.
Thank you, Caroline. We really are looking forward to catching up. I'll definitely reach out to you after this call. We can continue some of the conversations we've been having.
Okay, sounds good.
Just from a point of agenda, I see we've got Pete, who's masquerading as Ingrid, on the call at the moment. Pete, welcome. I'm not sure if you've got Rob there with you.
No, Rob's not with me. But how?
Pete, well, welcome to the call. And I've noticed another number I'm not quite sure about. Dare I say, Michelle, is that you?
Yes, this is me, Michelle.
Michelle, welcome to the VITAS project team calls.
All right, thank you.
Fantastic. Well, coming swinging back then to the topic we were talking about, are there any other questions or comments on the beta release, where we are, and what's going forward, I think, from the team members?
Yes, Carl. Hi, this is Christine. I was just wondering if the Lesotho beta release is still scheduled for November.
Christine, that's a good question. I think from a development perspective, we're pushing to that. Yes, that's online. The question that we have is Lesotho ready for another release in November? Do they have the absorptive capacity to effectively utilize and test it?
Well, the team, our ADB team has they're there this week, and they'll be on the call on Friday, and I have not heard any issues with regards to them being ready. I, as far as I know, they're still planning on November.
Okay, great. Well, then that seems to be on track, and we can validate and ratify some of the finer details on our Friday conversation with Malekwe when she's able to be there and start tightening up where we go from that.
All right.
Back just to make sure that we've given everybody the opportunity to weigh in on the beta releases. We said we are finding some interesting nuances here as we get towards the end, but it was always expected that we would be quite tight on the timeline. So far, we're as always balancing, having a balancing act, but we should be making that release date. Are there any questions around functionality that we'd like an update on, or we can ask Linda or Daniel to feedback into before we move on to implementation discussion? Great. If there are, please feel free to ping us online, email, Skype, wherever you find us, that would be great. Okay, then moving forward, I think we've touched base very briefly on Lesotho, and I think there are, as Christine has just mentioned, the team on the ground there have not fed back that the Lesotho will not be ready for us. We'll be having a conversation, that's the GEMBI team will be having a conversation with LBTS and AABB on Friday to start getting into the fine grained details of what that implementation looks like. And I think just to clarify, we're talking about a beta implementation here to test where the software is coming out, and there are some nuances around that. So we should be in a good position to feedback our discussions on the next community call as we start working this together. And I think we'll start counting down week by week now as we run towards the release date and start tightening up travel expectations and infrastructure installation validation that has to be done by the LBTS. I think some of our concern that we'll carry is the infrastructure ready and set up in Lesotho to support it, making sure that staffing is all sorted, and it seems from Christine's comment that it should be okay, and we'll be feeding back from there. Just also to note that we have had some very interesting conversations within the community itself from other countries that are interested. We've got Pete currently sitting in Ghana, I believe, and it seems that Ghana is ready on the heels to also be a good country to engage with BSIS, the donor management modules. So I think we're going to continue the conversation with Pete and the team to see what the next steps are, how we can take it forward. Pete, I do believe from the document you sent through that Ghana is working with a homegrown system. Is that correct?
That's perfectly correct, Carl, but it hasn't been implemented yet. Not the same system we spoke about 2 years ago.
Okay, great. So it's when you say it's not implemented, sorry, I am leading you with questions here, Pete. When you say it's not implemented, is it it's in a trial phase or what we call an OQ phase? Is that correct?
They've got a version that's been released to the project lead and some of the divisional heads, and they've been sort of small simulations on it, but there's no go live data. The go live data is for January next year. But it's only a donor management module, and it has serious limitations, which we've already pointed out.
Great. Well, I think that'll be very interesting to continue that conversation, Pete, and I'm going to just touch base on one or two other leads and then open up to the floor on the call for any questions, comments, and nice criticisms. That'd be great to us. Then on the back of the Ghana side of things, we had a very productive conversation with the Australian Red Cross. I think we have fed back on this before, and we'll continue to just keep it on the radar. They're interested in applying visas in Cambodia, and also Nepal, thank you. I think what's going to be very interesting there is the different dialects and language that is based on a Thai script rather than our UTF-8 Western script. So they'll definitely test that internationalization of visas as we move towards that. And then I do believe we have a few interests from some of the Eastern European bloc. John, is that correct?
That's right. Was it Moldova, that email I sent yesterday? I think it was.
Carl, this is Christina. I know we talked previously, but Mozambique is interested in a Portuguese version soon. And also, I'm leaving Friday for Botswana, and they are in the process of trying to replace SafeTrace. Because it's DOS-based, and they are looking at systems. So I'll be talking with them next week about waiting and not purchasing, say, a Meditech or an eDelfin.
I'm trying to get a list of these in my head here because Linda's smiling at me, Daniel's starting to weep in the corner and rock himself to sleep. So we're very excited. We've got Lesotho still ongoing. There, close in the hills is Ghana. We've had interest from Cambodia and Nepal. We also have Mozambique. We have Botswana potentially interested. We have Liberia, which, sorry, I should not have forgotten about. And we've also got Moldova, Georgia, that John has mentioned. So in the course of the last 2 months, I think we've seen the interest in visas grow substantially. And I'd love to hear questions or comments or thoughts from the team if we're missing something, other countries that they're aware of, and other conversations. So just create a bit of space for any comments or thoughts, or we can continue to the next agenda item.
I would just ask that we not forget Zambia, because they've been sort of with this process since the days when we were working with Georgia Tech, and they are waiting patiently. So Zambia certainly should be very close to the top of our next country list.
That's a contact. We'll make sure we get all these countries listed in our minutes so that we can all quickly make sure they're all there. Is there another comment that came up just as John started?
Yes, I was just going to mention the same thing. What about Zambia?
Thanks, Carolyn. Who is the TA in Zambia at the moment, by the way? Christina, is that yourself or Peter, is that you?
Zambia is in the southern region, but they don't have technical assistance at this time.
Yeah, so that's something that we'll just have to see what their needs are. They have not historically requested or funding from us or provided any funding through their country budget for the AABB technical assistance mechanism. That could change. Christine is right that AABB is sort of standing by to provide support to Zambia if they need it. But we need to start the discussion first and get a sense of what kinds of inputs they would need if any.
Great. I think that's definitely something that we would want to, as these countries become more of a reality for us and we start actively moving down key paths, as we've all seen the implementation patterns that we're trying to work under as GMB, TA, and countries, there are key responsibilities of the blood services and expertise that TA provides and strengthen blood services with that GMB doesn't carry. So these type of models would be great to work out as part of the team and consortium to make sure that we're all working in synergy with each other and not competing unnecessarily. All right, fantastic. So we have quite a few potentials on the door, I think, with the beta release coming out in the end of October. We're going to start, hopefully have something that is going to spur a lot more interest with, I think it's a nice segue to come into the video update of the Hollywood team sitting in the U.S. there. So John and Carolyn, any comments, feedback, thoughts, updates, criticisms on our actors here in Cape Town?
I had a question. I thought the release the end of October was the version 1 of the donor management module. It's a beta.
Management release, but because, you know, by default, because it is the first one and it's never been implemented, therefore it is a beta release.
Okay.
It's, you know, the first implementation will always be very different to all the other implementations that come later because of that extra burden of it, of testing that comes from it not having been used in a production environment before.
Okay, thank you.
With regards to the video, John and Karen, anything that's outstanding from us? I've seen one or two mails come through. I just want to check that we're all on the same page and there's nothing outstanding.
I'll let Carolyn take most of this. I don't think so. Thanks a lot for the videos. They're very helpful. And we did the voicing, at least the first draft of the voiceover yesterday. So I'll hand it over to Carolyn to walk us through where she is now, because I believe she has all the pieces needed to put the video together, the audio and video components.
Hi, it's Carolyn. Yes, I do have all the pieces now, and I started putting it together yesterday. So later on this week, I hope to have a draft version to John of the video. John, I hope it's okay, but I'll probably send it to you in pieces so you can look at each piece and give me your feedback.
Sure, absolutely. That sounds fine.
Just to bring the broader team up to speed in case you may have missed what's going on, there is a promotional video, is probably the best way to describe it, that is being shot here, just giving the context of BSIS, the donor management. And it's about 3 to 5 minutes that we're aiming for. We'll keep the team updated as to how that goes. This is not a full run-through of all functionality of BSIS itself, but rather just the teaser of where we can go, and a tool to be used to communicate what is thesis, where is it going, what we're trying to address, taking it forward from there. So we'll keep the team updated as it evolves.
Great. Yeah, no, our intent with this kind of back of the envelope video is really just to have material that we can use to communicate more effectively with our country team colleagues with places like Cambodia and Zambia and Uganda, Haiti, places that are interested in thesis but have never really seen it in action. So we wanted to put together something that is more than just a PowerPoint, but actually a demonstration of the system as it currently functions.
Fantastic. Any thoughts, questions, or comments around the video process and update from the broader team? Well, moving on then, I think the video starts us into our communication side of things, and Ronwin has been doing quite a bit of work internally with JB around our site and basic communication. So, Ronwin, I'm going to hand over to you to give us a bit of an overview of what you've been doing, where we're going, and what we can expect to see in the near future.
So we've been... Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. We've been working on the website. The primary target of the website is going to be, at least initially, is basic information on thesis, and that being the software, the requirements, and then some kind of information around what validation is and why it should be followed. Links where you can register with the mailing so that you can get in touch with what's going on. So that's the focus of where we're going at the moment. We've got a graphic designer who's helping us with the actual design of the website, so the look and feel of it. And then we're going to be developing it in-house. We've identified resources. And we still have something. We're hoping to have something by the end of September. It might be a little bit longer than that, just because it's going to take a bit longer for the graphic designer we've engaged to get information to us, or get it designed to us, than we thought it would. But we're hoping to have something up and running very soon.
Thanks, Roman. I'm going to try to summarize a little bit in case anybody was like me, didn't quite catch all of it there. But to summarize, we have engaged on really taking the external facing website forward. The GMB team has done a lot of work around the content, talking about what is thesis, not just the software, but the requirements templates that are coming out with it itself, the implementation, the strategy or the program, and the various support packages. And as Ronwin mentioned, we've also engaged Margie to do some mock-up and color palette layouts for us on the site. We should have some good examples and get the site ready to start towards the end of September, early October. So we're hoping to coincide this as best we can with the release of the beta version 1.0 of the donor management module of thesis. You should be seeing those two threads start tying together. I think it'd be great to also have a comment space where we can start pointing people to the video that's coming out. And this is separate from the thesis program, or the thesis project wiki, which is still evolving and be used for these particular conversations. The web presence is very much for external, and we're quite excited to see that getting going.
Nope. The one thing that we'd like to put in the promotional video is a URL. I don't know if it's at this point better for us to just stick with the sort of gemby.org/thesis, whatever that current address is for the basic front page, or if you have a sense of you know, whether a URL would be available for this more in-depth website in the next week or so.
We've got a URL available, John, and we'll send it through to you. Currently, we do have openbesis.org. Again, we've got Daniel rocking in the corner there, himself to sleep. We're also looking for a really punchy short URL. So besis.co is gone, and besis.io is also out there. We'll find a nice punchy one that can come together, and we'll send that through to you. So, Robin, can you keep a tab on that? And as you're back in the office this week, let's just work with the team here who's pulling the URL together. But as a fallback, John and Carolyn, openbesis.org will redirect to the correct website eventually.
Hello.
While we're on it, are there any suggestions of other domain names that we should be trying? Domain extensions that are fun? There isn't a .blood extension, unfortunately. I have tried. That would have been fun. Linda doesn't think it's that exciting, but I do. So we do value any inputs, any thoughts around it, and feel free to drop us a line or an email and say, hey, have you guys thought of trying this, or you know, what about that type of idea? Right. Ronan, any further points or comments on the website from yourself?
No, I think that pretty much covers it.
Right, and then so I think we have touched briefly on the training materials earlier on as we got into the beta site, about getting going on it, moving forward, that we will have, we're fully expecting the color palette of the BSIS school application to be enhanced away from the grayscale within the next few weeks, but that's not going to stop us from moving forward on manual development. We may just need to re-screenshot a few of the pages and some of the error messages. That's from the product side, that sounds about right?
Yes.
Great. Robin, from your side, I think you're on the call. Are there any other comments on training manuals that we may have missed during the earlier conversation?
No, I think we were going to have a separate conversation of time, which is fine.
We can just have the focus conversation. That's fine.
Fantastic. Right, well, we've come to the end of the full list of agenda items at the moment. I'd like to just open the floor if there are any other items of business or other points we'd like to come back to, ask questions of, or make comments on.
Nothing from me.
Did you say Robin?
That's correct.
No, I'm listening. I would like to, you know, see everything. I can't wait to see everything. And sounds like you've made quite a bit of progress. And so carry on. I'm just interested in seeing everything.
Fantastic. I think we're looking forward to it too. And I think we've got a great team working on this. So Linda, Daniel, Jono, Dave team, you guys have done a lot of good work here.
Yeah.
Hello? Steve?
Yeah, there's a lot of noise and I can't hear, so I didn't hear your question.
Right, John, we're getting a bit of keyboard noise from you. Oh, there we go. So, Christina, just asking if you have any thoughts, questions, or comments, or other items of business you want to raise on the call today?
Oh, no. My only concern was just talking about Lesotho and making sure that other countries are on your radar.
I think that's great. From a community calls perspective, I'd really like us to try and encourage to follow these three-point agenda items that we can keep some thoughts around. The tool release, updates and development, country implementation discussions, the active implementations, next set and upcoming opportunities, and then also the communications, any of the communications on the website, the tools, and all those type of things, so, and then any other items of business. So Tarira will maintain that very simple four-point agenda. We won't stick to it draconianly, but we will just try to structure our conversations around it so that we each know where we can input ideas. I think if that's us for today, I'm very excited to get everybody back 22 minutes in their day. I'm sure if your day is anything like mine, you'd appreciate that. Thank you, everybody, for the time. And if there's no other items, enjoy it, and we'll see you in cyberspace.
Thanks, Carl.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.